I don't feel like I will preach to you very long tonight. I'd just like to try to conclude what I started this morning. But I'd like to get maybe the other side of that, if God would help us. And you can just consider it part two. Praise God. So turn with us in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 2. Reading the first 7 verses. Praise God. When you find it in your Bible, just stand. Revelation chapter 2. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the 7 stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Amen. I don't know how far or how long I'll preach tonight, but I really don't feel like, that I'll preach to you. I don't feel like I'll be long-winded tonight. But I feel like that we need to look at these verses again. I really didn't feel like I finished and got to where I felt like I needed to go this morning with this scripture. Amen. If you were not here this morning, best thing I can tell you to do is get the tape. Amen. But in these 7 short verses, God had 10 good things to say about this particular church. 10 good things. 10 good things. 1 thing that he condemned them for. Now I want to tell you, in our natural thinking, we would think in the natural that, well, I'm pretty good. Really, I'm not bad. Hello here. Just look at all my good qualities. 10 good things, but 1 bad thing. But God said, amen, remember from whence thou art fallen and repent and do the first works or else. What does that or else mean? Or else, he said, I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. I trust that the Lord will help us with these thoughts this morning. And they are commanded to repent, do the first works, in order to be restored to God and to acquire their first love. Amen. We deal a lot of times with things that we do. or things that we don't do. We deal with sins of commission, of what people have done that they should not have done. But this is one thing that nobody could see, and nobody could probably even know. Help me here. I want to talk to you a little while tonight. Praise God. I thank the Lord for what's been accomplished in this service already. I don't know whether we'll have an altar call after this or not. We've just had a wonderful time already. The Lord's already worked and moved. But when I look at these verses, I'm stirred to the core to realize that one thing can keep somebody out of heaven. Just one thing. Amen. And he talked about their first love. I want to tell you, love is something you cannot see. You don't put love on like a coat. You don't wear it. Amen. Love is in the heart. Praise God. He said, return to your first love. Do you remember how it was with you when you first got saved? Way back, you first got saved. Does anybody remember how it was with you when you first got saved? I mean, you love God so much. I mean, you really love God. Matter of fact, you love God so much that every time the church doors was open, you wanted to be there. If anybody said, we're going to have a prayer meeting, you wanted to be there. Praise God. If there was somebody that was in need or in, amen, needed some help, you wanted to be right there. Amen. You had a person. You loved everybody. You even loved the preacher. Man, you just loved everybody. You loved the sinner. You even loved the hypocrites. Yeah, you just loved everybody. You loved mom and daddy. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I remember brother, his name slipped me. He preached with me last week. What's his name? Prescott. Brother Prescott was telling me, amen, in Richmond this week, when he was a 13-year-old boy, amen, how his heart was full of sin. Amen. You'd be surprised what's in the heart of a 13-year-old. Come on here. Don't look at me like that. You'd be surprised what's in the heart of a 13-year-old. You'd be surprised what's in the heart of a 53-year-old. Amen. But he said he was 13 years old, and Brother G.W. Birdsong came, preached them a revival meeting, and he said he knew his heart was full of sin, and he kind of hated his daddy because his daddy had set perimeters and things of limitations, things that he could not do, places he could not go. And he really got to where he is bitter at his daddy because his daddy wouldn't let him do and go and places and do things that he really wanted to do as a teenager. Amen. But he said the night he got saved, and Brother G.W. Birdsong preaching, amen. He told me where it was, and I've forgotten. It seemed like to me somewhere in Alabama. And when he prayed that night, he said the first person he wanted to hug when he got saved and prayed through and got up from the altar was his daddy. When you get saved and you really get saved, you'll love everybody. Praise God. Are y'all still with me? Amen. You love. He said, I have somewhat against you because you've left your first love. Now, you didn't lose it. You left it. Amen. It doesn't matter whether you did it on purpose or not. Amen. If you lose something, it's not on purpose. It has the connotation of an accident. If you lose it, come on here. Amen. I carried a pocket knife for several years and I really liked it. I mean, I really liked it. Just the right size. Amen. I like to carry with me and clean my fingernails and cut them when I needed to. Are y'all still with me? And I lost that pocket knife in the backyard of my house. Amen. And it was 2 years, Joseph. Amen. 2 years before I finally found it. Amen. I was mowing in the backyard. Amen. One spring, and lo and behold, I run over some grass and cut the grass. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And the mower caught it and threw it out to the side. And I said, there's my pocket knife. I would not have lost that pocket knife for anything. I like that pocket knife. But it was an accident. I didn't intend to lose it. Amen. But if you intentionally throw something away, amen, you have not lost it. You left it. For whatever reason, amen, come on here. For whatever reason, you left it. It's too straight for you. Come on here. Amen. It's too hard for you. Amen. This wholeness way is too strict. Amen. And so you leave it. Amen. And God said, I have somewhat against you because you left your first love. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. You left your first love. Amen. You left it intentionally. You did it on purpose. You knew what you were doing. It was not an accident that the blessings leaked out of your heart and soul. Amen. There were things out there that was more glittering and more entertaining. Amen. And more pleasurable, you thought. Amen. Than the blessings of God at the altar. And so you wanted to go out there and try it and indulge in it. And when you did, you left the altar and you left God and you left God's love. Amen. And you lost in the process of it. Amen. But I want to tell you, God said you got good qualities. Amen. You have a great future. Are y'all still with me? Amen. You have wonderful prospects. Amen. You got some characteristics that are good. Amen. And I'm glad for what those are. Amen. But there's something wrong inside of you. You've lost or you have left your first love. Amen. You had it, but you laid it down. You had it, but you put it aside. You had it, amen, but you intentionally walked off and left it. And God said, I have somewhat against you because you have left it. Hallelujah. Are y'all still with me here? Now, praise God. Bless you, Brother Bill. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, he said, remember, therefore, from whence thou art falling, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Now, he's talking to a whole church. We can bring that down individually. And God will, come on here, God will withdraw his blessing and his presence and his power out of your life, amen, if you don't do what you know is right to do and repent and ask God to restore unto you the joy of thy salvation. But I want to tell you, amen, I said this morning that this is a community thing in the church. Amen. Help me here. When one starts in a certain direction, you have an effect on somebody else. And that somebody has an effect on somebody else. And that third somebody has an effect on the fourth somebody else. And that fourth somebody else has an effect on the fifth somebody else. Until it corrupts the whole body of Christ and the whole local church. And God said, hey man, I'm talking to the church now. If the church don't repent and fix it, I'm going to wipe you out. I'm going to take your name out of the book of life. Amen. Except thou repent, I'm going to remove the candlestick out of your midst. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, what could be the meaning of removing a church because of sin? Amen. Except thou repent, do your first works over. Amen. I'm going to come unto thee quickly and we'll remove thy candlestick out of his place except thou repent.
Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. That doesn't mean that he's going to take the church to heaven. There's a reward for their sin. Ain't no sin going into that celestial city. None. Amen. What does it mean when God said, Now I want to tell you, God does not threaten you just for the sake, amen, of getting your attention. I see parents sometime. Amen. Wouldn't it be wonderful if children obeyed you the first time you spoke to them? They should, yeah. But they don't always do it. Help me here. So, Johnny, take the trash out. Johnny looks around. Okay. After a while. Johnny, take the trash out. Benjamin, do you know what I'm talking about, son? Amen. Johnny, take the trash out. And Johnny just sits and he waits until that voice gets to a certain pitch. Johnny, I said take the trash out. Amen. And all of a sudden, Johnny realizes if he don't get up and get with it, amen, there's problems right quick that's coming. Sometimes we try God's patience. We wait until God's, amen, come on here, anger reaches a certain pitch before we ever move. But I want to tell you, amen, if God was to speak to you just in a still, small voice, you ought to be ready, amen, to obey his voice. Come on here. Help me here. Somebody say amen. Hey. Glory to God. Amen. Just a few nights ago in my house, my wife was sleeping, I was sleeping, and I woke up at 3:00 in the morning, and the Spirit said, get up and go pray. Hello? Are y'all still with me? I don't broadcast that. Amen. I don't want you to think I'm bragging, because I ain't. My wife didn't even know it. Amen. She was snoring. Amen. And I laid there and I said, I will after a while. And again, I felt an urgency to get up and go to the living room and pray. And I want to tell you, that's the way we are. We wait and we wait. When God speaks to us, we wait. And sometimes we wait too long and we wait too late. Amen. Come on here. I want to tell you, when God speaks to us, amen, I'm afraid that there's some of us that's walked off and left our first love and our appreciation to God for what he's done for us and how he brought us out of sin and out of iniquity and washed us in his precious blood and made us a fit subject for the glory world. I want to tell you, amen, we need to have our hearts in tune with God. Lord, when I get through ironing, Lord, when I get through washing the dishes, Lord, when I get through sweeping the floor, Lord, when the vacuum cleaner quits, help me here. Lord, amen, wait till I get this cow in. Uh-oh. Help me here now. Lord, amen, wait till I get that big buck in sight. Amen. Lord, wait till I bait this hook one more time and throw it out in the water. Lord, amen, I know you talk to me. Amen, help me here. But there was a time when you first got saved. Amen, all you needed was just a little impression from the Spirit of God. Amen, and you was right ready. How come? Because it was your first love. And you were sensitive to his Spirit. You were sensitive to his voice. Hallelujah. And God said to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I'm with my Father in his throne. And God, help us to be more sensitive to the voice of God. Amen. And be willing to say yes. Some of you folks have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful potential, talent, and ability. You could be a leader. You could be a help. Are y'all still with me? And you got some good qualities about you. But you've left your first love. And you're not going to be a spiritual leader until you get back at the altar and pray through until that glory from another world fills your soul and you're able to say, "Here I am, Lord. Use me." Amen. Help me here. Amen. Listen to me. I'm trying to get us, amen, with our attention toward God. We are so natural-minded. Amen. I hear people all the time, and I'm going to close. Marcia, you can come get a song ready. Amen. I hear people all the time, amen, talking about, amen, saints sometimes that are so heavenly-minded, they're no earthly good. I have never seen such a person. I have never seen such a person. The truth is that the more heavenly-minded they are, the more earthly good they are. Amen. But we are so carnal, and we are so natural, and we are so fleshly. Amen. That we have such talent, and we have such abilities, and we have such prospects. Amen. You have such potential. Amen. But you've left your first love. And God said, with all of your good qualities and all of your good potential, amen, if you don't repent and get your first love again, you're not going to make it. Amen. Somebody said, "Brother Sam, with all my good attributes and all of my good qualities, and I play music in the church and I can sing." Amen. Come on here. Amen. I'm friends with everybody, but I want to tell you, all those good qualities are not going to get you a passport to the glory world. Amen. You've got to return to that first love, to where you love God more than anything else in this world, and you want to serve Him with all of your heart. Hallelujah. Lovest thou me more than these? I've had people in this church and other churches that I've pastored that had such qualities and such talents and abilities. But because of the pull of the world, come on here, and the standards that we maintain, amen, they had rather, amen, go with the pleasures of this world than to be a blessing to somebody else. They left their first love. I'm getting ready to close. I married my wife almost 48 years ago. We're going to have 50th gold in here in a couple of years. I married my wife. I met her. I believe, she can correct me, but I believe we met in September. Amen. We married the following February. We didn't have a long courtship. And I told somebody just recently, I said, you can go with somebody 10 years and you don't know them until you marry them. I lost you on that one. But it's right. Amen. When I saw my wife and she saw me, praise God. Now, she was a little more sure at the time than I was. Amen. She wrote, got a letter after church that night, and she wrote a letter to her mother, and she said to her mother, "I met the man I'm going to marry." I had no idea. Help me here. But you know what? Amen. There were a few times. Help me here. A few times that love was strained and pulled. Amen. And tried. But she said, "I love you."
And she stuck it out. Amen. She said, are y'all listening to me? Amen. I was her love. Ugly as I was. Pitiful looking as I was. I want to tell you, amen, beauty ain't everything. Help me here. Beauty ain't everything. Amen. Make me pretty. Amen. That little trick that you're winking at can be as pretty, amen, as a doll. But next morning after you married her and turn over and look in the bed, amen. Amen. Help me here. Her face ain't washed. Amen. Her teeth ain't brushed. Help me now. 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 Are y'all still with me? Amen. She cooks the first breakfast for you. Amen. And the eggs look like they're embroidered. Amen. And the biscuits are so hard you could kill a dog if you hit him in the head. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hey. Hey, amen. And the bacon's been, amen, cooked so much until it's burnt on both sides. Amen. And then you say, what did I marry? But I want to tell you, amen, if she's ugly as a mud fence, amen, amen, if she loves God, that's really all that's important. Amen, you can make it together. Hallelujah. And there was times that in our early marriage, amen, that our love for one another was strained. And she didn't agree with the way I was doing things. Amen. Or the car I bought. Help me, Lord. Or the color of the car. Help me. I'm in trouble here tonight. But did she leave me? No. Amen. There was a first love there. And it kept our bonds together. And it kept our home together. And it kept our spirits together. And right now, she loves me more than she ever did. And I love her more than I ever did. Praise God. And our love's not grown weaker, but it's grown stronger. And it's grown better. And we're closer. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And our twilight years than we've ever been in our life. What is it? Because it's the first love. Amen. If you can fall in love with Jesus like that, and when the going gets rough and things are not going like you think they ought to, amen, amen, get a hold of this. Return to your first love and say, God, help me, amen, to return to that fervor and that fervency of the Spirit and fall in love with you all over again.
The battery's down. Thank the Lord. Yeah. Amen. But I love God tonight with all of my heart, and I hope that you do too. And if you're going to survive in this climate when the world is pulling at you and temptations is pulling at you, and pleasures are pulling at you. Amen. If all your good characteristics will fade in the background if you don't have your first love for God. And it won't be long before you'll be out there with the rest of them. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your promised word. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you because we know him that is eternal. Thank you, Lord, because of salvation that you bought us with a great price. Hallelujah. Help us, God, to make our callings and election sure. And oh, God, that that first love will be revived and strengthened more than ever before. That we love God more than we love anybody or anything. For Jesus' sake, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Everybody stand. Can we come pray one more time? Amen. And if you have not got the love of God and shed abroad in your heart like you ought to have, ask God to restore to you the joy of His salvation.